Welcome to Mindset 52 Podcast, your source for powerful strategies and uplifting stories from top-tier achievers, athletes, entrepreneurs, and industry visionaries. Discover how they thrive in their fields while staying true to what really matters, personal well-being and family. Immerse yourself in their transformative insights and step closer to your highest potential. This is Mindset 52. Here we go.
Welcome to Mindset 52 with JR Rivera. This episode, we have Jaron Den with 10 Men Movers. Thank you so much for joining me, Jaron.
That's right. Thank you, JR. Very happy to be here. Feel very honored to come on today and kind of share my story with y'all. Thank you for having me, my friend.
Absolutely, man. Hey, I've been super excited to have you. We tried it a couple of times. Obviously, you are a very busy man. You have grown the company to be huge, man. You guys are doing things all over the nation. You're not just like here in the local area. You guys are, sometimes you like tell me, like, oh, I'm over here in this other state or whatever.
Right.
You guys are going, man. Tell me a little bit about you, first of all.
Right.
Where's Jaron come from?
I guess, first of all, to tidbit off that, I'm not me without my team. I always like to highlight my team and my company. But I'm small town Nebraska. I was born and raised in Norfolk, Nebraska.
Norfolk,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Not too far, like 2 hours down
Norfolk.
The road. Norfolk. That's how you know if you're from there.
Yeah.
If you say it wrong, you're from there. That's how it goes.
Yep.
But, grew up kind of just like everybody else, small town Nebraska. Parents were business owners. Grandparents were business owners. Really had no direction. I ended up going to college for sports. Did the athlete thing for a little bit and kind of had to deal with not going pro and all that good stuff, which we've all been there.
Yep.
And so at 20, I just kind of had to figure out what I was doing with my life.
What sport did you play?
I played basketball.
That's awesome.
And so it was cool. It was short-lived. A couple knee injuries were great. But now I'm feeling good and I move stuff. So
yeah.
But I went to college. I did the dropout thing. I just didn't really see a direction with business at college. And one of the things that stuck out to me was the business professors who were telling me how to run a business.
Right.
I never ran a business. So it was really hard for me to like gravitate and lock in, if you will. And so I kind of went back to the drawing board. I'm just like, I'm just going to move to the big city, move to Lincoln, move to Omaha, got my feet wet into like some sales, some banking, and kind of learned like the facets of business.
Yeah.
And then on the weekends, I started bartending. And then I started working for another moving company. And that's kind of where it all came full circle. And so I remember when I started the business about 6 years ago. Feels like it was just yesterday. But yeah. I was working at the bank. I had a bartending job nights. And then I was moving for this other company on the weekends. So I had like four different things I was doing to just stay afloat. Nobody talks about when you start a business, you put your back up against the wall. And everything else, you're either sink or swim.
Yep.
And so that was one of the most, I guess you could say, endearing things in the beginning, but exciting. We went from, not having any jobs in a month to having a couple in a month, having to do some things to get business. Because you can't just put your phone number out there and people call you.
Right.
You have to
make it happen.
Exactly. You have to build an online presence. That's a whole thing. You have to build referrals. You have to build networks. You have to learn how to network. And then most importantly, you're going to learn how to talk to people.
So that's a huge thing. We touched on that previously before the episode, and we're talking about, I'm like, let's not forget that, because that's such an important thing. I feel that they're definitely in the blue collar businesses. There's a lot of people, they might be outstanding at what they do, but right. The business aspect of it, the networking aspect, getting out and promoting your business, sometimes those skills, they don't align with what you do. You might be a great mechanic. You might be a great, whatever it is, roofer, contractor, mover, whatever right. It is. But are you getting out and connecting with people? Are you building the relationships that are going to feed your systems? And That's not something that a lot of people, I don't think, consider as part of the business model, as part of the requirement to be successful, right? They just think, a lot of people think that it's just being good, being a good insurance agent. I could be the best insurance agent, but if I don't get in front of people, how are people going to know about me?
Right.
I think you're the one that kind of mentioned that. You might be a great personality. You got to get people to like you.
Right.
But how do you get people to like you if they don't even know about you, right?
Right.
So getting out there, man. Anybody in business, anybody doing whatever they're doing.
Right.
The biggest thing, getting out in front of people and making yourself known.
Right.
It's a game changer.
And it's free. That's the biggest thing. Let's talk about that. You know, word of mouth marketing, there's no better advertising than free advertising. And what better to do than to go to networking events, business groups, meet and greets. I met a lot of people just from being at the gym, shaking hands. Yep. Hey, what's up, man? You look like a really sharp guy. How you doing today?
Yeah.
Just blessing somebody by one, having the courage to say hello to them. You don't know what door that's going to open for you.
Yep.
And then as you meet people through this game of life that we're all playing, doors will open, God will bless you, and you'll get more things just coming and going.
I love that.
And then doing what you say you're going to do. That's the biggest thing, because like anybody can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? Yeah. And like when you're in the game of business, like it's all based on referrals, doing what you say you're going to do. And if you do a bad job, they're going to tell 10 people.
100%, man. You talked about it, and I think you skipped on it. So I want to go back to that. Your upbringing, your father was a businessman himself. Right. And I think grandfather as well.
Both of them.
That's awesome.
So, and they were, you know.
How did that mold you? What is that?
That's a great question. It molded me to be the man I am today. I'm not me without my dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many people don't have their dad. So I was very blessed to have my father in my life. But to see him go to work every day, a father of five kids, great man, to work, discipline, and just go. Sun up, sun down, whether he felt like it or not, he was just there.
Yeah.
And the coolest part was he brought me with him.
Oh,
and
that's
so
awesome.
I got to go bus tables, work, meet and greet, watch him build relationships and have the people skills to have clients in his hometown of 30,000 people and grow his business from zero to, you know, seven figures within, you know, 5 years as a young kid. To watch that unfold was just really good for my mindset and just shaping me as a young man.
So you were in business before you even knew it.
you could basically say that. They say you go to college for a PhD. You know, if you look at it, I've been doing business with my dad since I was 5-6 years old. And I think they say you're a master after 10 years, but I'm nowhere near a master yet. I'm still learning, still growing. Yeah. But they really helped molded me of like working hard, effort, and then just, you know, watching them build relationships. Like my dad knew everybody's kid, aunt, how's your cousin doing, this, that, and those relationships. We call it building rapport in business. And it's huge, because when you get to know somebody, or even if like it's a first sales call, you can tell. I can close a deal within 15 to 30 seconds on a phone call based on the interaction. I know if it's done. And a lot of that is just like the tonality, the upbeatness you bring to the conversation. Mm-hmm. And those are skill sets you learn along the way. But that definitely helped mold me to kind of answer your question. I kind of got off track.
And I think there's definitely a genuineness that certain people carry. And I can say for a fact that you carry that in everything you say. You're very true. And I don't know if it's sometimes just the way you say, you talk to people, and you're very, I do feel that you're very personable, but you're also very intentional about like remembering people's names, like you mentioned, knowing a little bit about them, and just understanding, getting actually caring about understanding people and knowing people. I think that's 101, the basics of being a good networker, being creating a good circle around you. I don't think there's ever something, you know, really anything negative that can come from it.
Right.
And if, you know, sometimes you will meet people that you really don't care to have an association.
Might not see him again.
Just walk.
It's all good. But the most important name to somebody is their name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
100%.
It's the most important thing to remember. And it's always funny when you know, use your spouse as a partner. If you forget somebody's name, hey, this is my lady, Kaylee, and then introduce her. It's a little sneak peek for everybody there if you forget somebody's name. But, what else would you like to get into?
Well, I think the next thing is the company itself. So how you mentioned that you worked for a moving company.
Right.
The first time that you got into the business, was this something that you were that you thought right away? It's like, oh, I can do something here.
Right. You know, no one ever thinks. At least my story was, I didn't think I was going to be in the moving industry.
Yeah.
That wasn't the path that I saw for myself. But I had a buddy who, I'll never forget this conversation. Yeah, I called him and told him that I had the idea of starting a moving company. And he had the courage to tell me, he's like, dude, just do it. He's like, you're working at the bank right now. The bank's always going to be there. If you fail, you can always go back.
Right.
And that was the best advice I ever got. And, you know, sometimes as people, we just need someone to believe in us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. And so that was the start to get us going. And then the shaping of the business really started to come in like 2 years. Every 2 years we've really developed. And the hardest thing in business is finding good people.
Yep.
And, you know, you can only do so many things yourself. That's why delegation is so important in business, but having a great team. And then the next best thing is, do you have a quality product? Do you, what separates you in that industry from the masses?
So what does separate?
And so it's a great question. I had to look at this industry and, you know, I looked at like what people were doing where they were selling, you know, they were sending, excuse me, just a couple guys, the corporate moving service, two guys in a truck show up. Great service, nothing to hate on that. But as I started to get busier and develop more of a business, two, three guys can't do these hard physical labors to the quality of what you're preaching. So what was happening is I was selling all these jobs, I was selling this quality service, but we couldn't keep up with the work.
Gotcha.
And so what I had to figure out was, okay, how do I make the moving process simpler and more efficient? So I found a niche within the moving market where I started sending more guys to the jobs to offer a faster and more efficient moving service. And just like they say, the riches are in the niches. Mm-hmm. And so by doing that, I was able to offer a higher quality service, charge a little bit more, take care of my team members and pay them more, because turnover rate in most businesses is huge. If you just pay your guys more as it goes, you could just keep the same quality of guys and then recognize them for doing the great job that they do.
And it's an overall, man, the culture changes too.
And culture is the biggest thing. And no one wants to work for a guy who doesn't work.
And 100%.
I think we've all dealt with bosses who are just like, you could call it delegators or micromanagers. My team, I always try to lead from the front and lead by example.
Yeah.
When I'm on a job site, no one works harder than me.
Yeah.
And that's whether I'm carrying stuff, I'm dealing with the client, I'm handling this, I'm handling that. And then, you know, we're only as strong. We win as a team and we lose as a team.
Yeah.
So if someone loses, we all lose. And so that's how our culture has built in our business. And when you get a good team, it makes the hiring and firing process way better.
Oh, yeah.
Because as a business owner, you don't even necessarily have to look out for it, because your guys are just like, he's not a good team player for us. We don't want him here. He's not 10-man mover material.
Yeah.
And it's made the growth and the scalability of our company so much better, to where we can now go close, you know, a couple $1,000 jobs, five-figure jobs, six-figure jobs, and do all these different things that we couldn't do in year one. But now you have opened up a whole, you know, pathway of other things you can do as a business owner.
It's almost like accountability by peer pressure. You know, you want to make sure that everyone is transparent with everything.
Right.
And I think that helps the overall mission. If they buy in, the team buys in, man, everything goes smoother.
100%.
I love the systems and the mindset that you have. You know, I've used you guys myself, and you guys are phenomenal. You know,
appreciate
I have
that.
Nothing but good things. And the way you guys work with people, you guys are all over the place doing some good work.
Right.
And I feel like also giving back, doing a lot of sponsorships, doing a lot of stuff, collaborating with a lot of people here in Omaha. I do think that goes so far as well. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big part of, I guess, just being a part of a society or part of your town. Being
support,
giving
local
back.
Local supports and, local. Absolutely.
And I think that probably there's a little bit of, you know, your dad and a lot of the teachings from back in Norfolk.
Right.
I didn't know you're from Norfolk, man. I'm from West Point.
We're literally neighbors.
I know. I was like,
that's awesome. Makes sense why we got along so well.
I know, right?
We're basically, probably cousins somehow. Yeah. You know what I mean? You never know in this state.
Your Mexican cousin.
right. No, that's awesome.
That's cool, man. So, okay. So tell me about what your company now, the kind of projects that you guys are handling.
Right.
You guys are getting some big stuff, right? You guys are getting into some more intricate deals.
Right. And you know what? I can't take credit for it.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's my Lord and Savior God. We've, you know, almost gone bankrupt in business a couple of times. And so to just remember to be grateful for what you have, because anytime it can be taken away.
So true, man.
And so that's been like something where I've had to step out of my ego, if you will, and just like, you know, give it to him, because we have what we have today because of him. But to answer your question, the projects that we've been able to get are honestly kind of mind-blowing, because, like, you know, when you think of moving, you think, like I said, the two guys in a truck thing.
Yep.
Well, there's residential moving, there's apartment moving, there's nursing homes, and then there's this other sector called commercial moving.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I didn't really know what that was, And then with commercial moving, there's long distance moving. You talked about how we've been going across the country. Just today, we've got two trucks heading out to Pennsylvania.
Wow.
We've got another truck heading to Kansas City today. And then we have a couple jobs here in town with our local team. So we've been able to, you know, kind of expand our horizon, if you will, and not only capitalize on jobs today, but jobs down the line by taking deposits up front, you know. Yeah. Capitalizing on that money that we don't see today, but we're going to see in a couple sure. months, which helps with cash flow, bills, pays, getting out of debt faster.
Yep.
There's a lot of beauty in that, and that's my tidbit I don't like to tell too many people
sure.
about. But we've been able to, you know, do some long distance jobs for some pretty good amount of money. We got blessed with a huge commercial contract last year that was a six-figure contract for our company, and it was beautiful because not only were we able to take care of some things we needed to, but we were able to bonus our team members. And so it was an area for not only did we get to shine as a company because they came to me and were like, hey, we have never had any luck with a moving company. They either don't have enough guys, they don't show up, and they're not good workers. And me being me, hey, you're talking to the right guy. I have 30 guys on call. I can get this completely done for you. And we did what we said we were going to do, and we got the job, and we got it again for the second year in a row.
You
and
guys,
so
that's just phenomenal, man.
And appreciate that, yeah. my friend. And it's like, sometimes it's surreal because like once it happens, you don't really think about like, I was just eating ramen noodles not too long ago, and I'm, you know, no big baller over here by any
sure.
means, but it's cool to see the fruits of the labor paying off.
So you said 5-6 years now,
mm-hmm.
close to 6 years.
We beat the 5-year mark. We did it.
That's phenomenal, man. Going mm-hmm. from, you know, starting up something from scratch to now getting some of these mm-hmm. giant deals and doing so, completely changing the system. You know,
right.
the industry is not used to this, like you're mentioning.
Right.
You guys are doing something completely different. And you saw the flaws, you saw what was missing,
right.
and you planted something there and you created something phenomenal.
Right.
What's next for Jaron? What's next for 10 Men Movers?
You know, we've got a lot of goals. And, you know, one key component I've left completely out of this is I have a brother. His name is Merrick Stenen. I'm not me without him, and he's not him without me. And so my brother moved to town a couple years back after he got out of college.
That's cool.
He's 24. I'm 31.
Yeah.
And he moved to town and basically dropped out, just like his big brother. Dropouts over here. And I told him what we had going on, and he came to town to basically help me run the whole entire organization.
Wow.
Since then, we've started other businesses together. And what we've been able to do is because, you know, we're servicing over 1,000 clients a year right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to now have this network to where we can now go sell other services to these clients.
That's phenomenal.
And so we are building other businesses, areas of services that we can help our clients, and not just moving, but other areas. And then there's some other things I'd like to, you know, share my thoughts on, you know, what I've done in the moving business.
Yeah.
Maybe selling some courses to some other moving businesses is an idea I have right now. But there's things I'm working on, you know, but the more energy you put into stuff, outside energy, you know, throws off goals.
Yeah.
So I like to kind of keep it, you know, that
yeah.
we can talk
yeah,
offset
yeah.
about it. You
sure.
know what I mean? But
I love the mentality, though. You're talking about, you know, we just got done talking about how you've changed what the
mm-hmm.
status quo is in your industry.
Right.
Why not? Why
right.
not? This could happen anywhere, everywhere else in the United States.
Right.
You could replicate this, and all you need is good energy and good people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the right kind of intention.
Right.
I mean, just all you need is you have the tools, you know exactly the recipe.
100%. And like, you know, being passionate about what you do.
Right.
Like people can tell when you have that burning desire to help
yeah.
them. Just like when you meet a genuine person, like you can tell, most people can tell if you're talking to a sleazy guy
yeah.
or a used car salesman.
Yep.
And I got that once. And
yeah.
you know what? I needed that checkup from the neck up to be like, okay, what is my like, what am I trying to get out of this? Am I actually trying to help somebody, or am I trying to get something else out of this transaction?
Yeah.
And that was big for my growth as a man. And then, you know, having my brother by my side to just grow my companies and do life together is just like the coolest thing. Because
yeah.
It's almost like my little mini-me, you know what I mean? And he's not little. He's a big man.
Right.
But just, I got to clarify, because even though he's a little brother, I always joke I'm a little taller, but he's better looking. You know what I mean? And so, but no, I'm excited. I think the future is bright, and I'm just excited to meet great people like yourself
yeah.
where we can work together, send each other businesses, and just have ideas to just work together in this town.
100%, man.
I think we got a lot of good things going here, and I'm super excited about it right now.
Well, Jaron, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you sharing your story. I appreciate you being on and sharing a little bit about how you've been changing the industry. Jaron Dent, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Cheers.
Cheers.